as it fell out one holy day of many in the year. Little Musgrave went to the church door to see fair ladies there. First there came one clad in green, another was clad in pall. Then in came my Lord Bonnard's wife, the fairest of them all. She set one eye on a little Musgrave as bright as yon summer sun. Then bethought the little Musgrave, this lady's heart I've won. I have loved thee, little Musgrave, full long and many's the day. So have I loved thee, fair lady, though never a word durst I say. Yes, and I have a bower in Bucklesford Berry, full dainty is its dight. Whither go with me, a little Musgrave, you may lay in my arms all night. Oh, I thank thee, fair lady, this kindness thou showest to me. And whether it be to my will or woe, this night I'll lodge with thee. And with that be heard a little tiny page by his lady's coach as he ran. Although I am my lady's page, I am Lord Bonnard's man. And he cast off his hose and tune, set down his feet and he ran. And where the bridges were broken down, he bent his bow and swam. Awake, awake thou, Lord Bonnard, as thou were a man of life. Little Musgrave is at Bucklesford Berry, along with thy own wife. Oh, if this be true, little foot page, this thing thou tell to me. All the lands in Bucklesford Berry I'll freely give to thee. But if this be a lie, little foot page, this thing thou tellest unto me. You shall be hanged in Bucklesford Berry from the very highest tree. And he has called his merry men all, come saddle to me, my steed. For tonight must I to Bucklesford Berry, for I never had greater need. But there was a man in Lord Bonnard's train who loved the little Musgrave. He blew his horn both loud and shrill. Away, Musgrave, away. Methinks I hear the trestle cock. Methinks I hear the jay. Methinks I hear Lord Bonnard's horn. Away, Musgrave, away. Although yet lie still a little Musgrave and keep me from the cold. 'Tis nothing but the shepherd boy herding sheep to fold. Is not your hawk upon his perch, your steed is eating hay, and have you not a warm lady in your arms, and yet you would away? So he's turned him right and round about, and he fell fast asleep. And when he awoke, Lord Barnard's man was standing at his feet. And how do you like my bed, Musgrave? And how do you like my sheets? And how do you like my fair lady, all in your arms asleep? Well, I like her well, says little Musgrave, the more it is to my pain. And I would give 3,000 pounds to be on yonder plain. Get up, cried Lord Barnard, and clothes put ye on. It'll never be said in fair England I slew a naked man. Oh, I won't get up, said little Musgrave, I can't get up for my life. For you have two long beaten swords, and I but a pocket knife. Oh, it's true I have two beaten swords, both be bright and clear. And you shall have the best of them, and we'll end this matter here. And you shall strike the very first blow, and strike it like a man. For I shall strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. And slowly, slowly got he up. Slowly put he on. Slowly, very slowly draw he nigh, a thinking to be slain. And Musgrave struck the very first blow, he hurt Lord Barnard sore. But Musgrave took the very next blow, and word he never spoke more. And how do you like his head, lady? And how do you like his chin? And how do you like his fair body? Now there's no life within. Oh, 'tis well I like his cheeks, she said. 'Tis well I like his chin. But better I like his fair body than all your kith and kin. He's cut her paps from off her breast, 'twas gruesome to behold. He's run the cold steel through and through her chest, and pinned her against the wall. As it fell out one holy day of many in the year, little Musgrave went to the church door to see if